The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Downstairs we can go thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, the experienced St. Bellarine Highway, Newcombe. Drew Jones.
Thanks, guys. You've got Blake Carosella with me. Thanks, Blake, for your time on Carrot Footy, so close to bounce down. Talk about the focus this week. Four games on the trot you've won. Things seem to be going really well. How do you keep everyone sharp and focused out of such a big game?
Very easy this week. We've lost the last two against Collingwood in big games in the final last year and in round two, and we need to beat these teams to prove to ourselves that we're worthy. And we're lucky the next 6 weeks we play three teams that are above us on the ladder, so a really good challenge.
How important is it to you, in your mind? I mean, Collingwood have talked about it as almost an eight-point game, given you're fourth and fifth on the ladder, getting up into that top four and giving yourself a double chance now that everyone's fit again.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of our players back, and there's only, I think, Toby Nankervis and Ransey, but that's a long shot. Tonight's a great challenge for us, a dress rehearsal for finals potentially, and, you know, I think the weather and the rain probably help us.
Blake, Ian Cohen here with Darren Berry, Lee Brown, Heath Buck and also Pete Ryan. Good luck this evening. Any update on another Cochin baby arrival? I know everyone was waiting to see what the skipper was going to do.
No, the skipper's here. He's out in the wet. You can see him right now kicking the ball on the ground. So he's set himself for a big game.
Yeah, okay, big game. You'll certainly be needing it. You go in, as we've said, with the unchanged lineup. Things are settling for you in the run to the finals?
Yeah, certainly. The last 4 weeks... in fact, this month we've played Giants and Port, and we've got Melbourne next week too. So it's a really contested teams, and so far we've held up. And you know, tonight's no different. The weather's going to make it even more contested, and yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how we go. You know, Lynchy and Jack Forward have played a few games together now, but that's only part of the parcel, I guess. We need to make sure we win the ball in the midfield. Last year in the finals, we got Polak from stoppages by the Pies, and we need to make sure we're good around there as well.
Blake, it's Chuck. Thanks for joining us, mate. You coming to us from the disco down there. It's pretty noisy.
Yeah, in the race. We're out of the rain, thank God. Drew's been smart enough to make sure we stay out of the rain.
Jeez,
the
boys, Blake. Justin did. He's in the rain.
Yeah, Justin's probably not as smart as Drew.
Or experienced. That's right, Blake.
Look, it's a bit heavier, boys. If we step one step to our left, we're going to be in torrential rain. So I've tried to keep
stay
us a little
are.
Bit
that's
protected.
Fine. We can hear him loud and clear. We just had a bit of partying going on in the background. I wanted to ask you, Blake, just about Dion Prestia, because, you know, people come to watch Richmond and we talk about Dusty and Cochin and all that. Prestia, for me, in the last few games I've called, has been significant, and the role that he plays in your side is huge.
Yeah, it certainly is, and he's been here for 3 years now, and he really complements the midfield. We've got some power, we've got some endurance, and Dion, he knows where to go to win the footy. He gets back, he gets forward. He's a fantastic player, and he's missed a bit of the footy in his tenure playing at Richmond, and he's been injured a lot in the pre-season too, so he had a full pre-season this year, and I think you can see it now.
Tell us a little bit about Sydney Stack. I mean, he excites us up here. We like players that excite us, but I hear that he's a very interesting type around the club. Can you enlighten the K-Rock listeners as Sydney Stack away from the footy, Blake?
Yes, he's an extrovert. There's no doubt about that. He's just exciting. He's lively, he's bubbly, and he's played forward, he's played back, he played in midfield at times as well. A really exciting character. He's had a hard journey, I guess, through life, and he's probably learnt lessons along the way, but he's fun to be around.
Does he still live with the coach, or has he moved out?
No, he's moved out from Damien's.
Right. Is he still getting
one
McCafe
of your old
coffees
mates, Blake?
On the way?
Sorry.
Is he still getting McCafe coffees on the way to work?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
Caro, Lee Brown, good luck tonight. You mentioned Rance and Nankervis. The other one that's probably of interest to us is Josh Caddy in the change of role, going back and what that means for your group, and who come up with that, and what's the idea behind it?
Yeah, unfortunately, Cads was going to play tonight, but he hurt his ankle at training. So, the team's changed. So Lynchy hasn't been around in previous years, and now we've got some real big talls forward, and Cads is a contested marking type player as well. We need to make sure that the team's balanced. We can't have a lot of marking players down there. We need some ground level players as well, and pressure, and trying to balance the team up. So we're trying to find a position that suits Josh and also suits the team. So whether it's half back or on the wing, even on ball, but he does add flexibility too. He can play those positions, but he can also go forward and play that role as well. So it was unlucky Josh hurt himself, but we're looking forward to seeing how he goes.
Cara, Pete Ryan, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Pete.
Just on Josh, how long's that? Or how serious is that ankle injury?
He was on the bike today training, had a bit of medical work yesterday, and he'll be back next week.
Great. The ruck situation, Chole, and Soldo have done a great job while Nankervis has been out. How do you resolve that when Nankervis is, or how do you foresee resolving that when Nankervis is available?
Yeah, that's a dilemma, which is good to have. I guess some in the match committee have different ideas. But it's good to have a choice between three. Now, does one ruck play forward? Do we play Nank and Soldo, or Nank and Chol? It's a dilemma, but it's good one to have.
And just Mason Cox, obviously not great conditions for him tonight, but he certainly has made his presence felt the last couple of times you've played. What are your plans for combating him? I suppose the conditions make it a bit easier, but your plans going into the game?
Yeah, I think he'd be pretty excited playing Richmond tonight, Cox. He's destroyed us the last couple of times, but yeah, hopefully the rain does affect his ability to mark the ball, but he still provides a presence down there. And you know, we've had plans to play against him the last two times and they haven't worked either, so hopefully tonight we can get the job done.
Blake, we always need a basketball update with what you're doing. There's some sort of shot you've missed or a three-pointer you've blown. What's been the basketball update this week?
I've actually been out for a while. I did a calf calf injury.
Old man's injury.
Oh, well, yes, they are. I missed a month of basketball, but I've been back the last 2 weeks and
made an impact.
We've managed to win a game, which is amazing.
Oh, well, you must be the difference.
I'm not sure about that, but the players just going past here, just... they should keep their hands to themselves down here.
Blake, we always go off track on K-Rock, as you know. We've got the serious ones out of the way. This is a very serious question, but I know your heart's very much the Tigers. Have you just got one eye up north there? Your old mob's travelling at the moment. What a great story it's been for football that Fagan's gone up there and the Brisbane Lions are sitting second on the table. I know it's one of the teams you're chasing down, but does it sort of warm your heart a little now or not?
It's a fantastic story of a football, and I think it reminds most people that you're never that as bad as what people say you are, and you're never also as good either. So, and you know, the league is getting closer. There's a lot of things that help that happen as well. And you know, I've seen them play a few times the last few weeks. We've played the team that they've played the week before, and they're playing some really good football, and they do remind me of us, to be honest. So we play each other the last game of the season, and that could be a really big game.
Blake, appreciate your time. Good luck. You'll have to brave the wet weather at some stage to get out there. It is going to be one to kick the ball off the ground, you reckon, today. Good luck to the Tigers.
Yeah, thank you.
Blake Carosello downstairs with Drew Jones.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.